or that if someone doesn't seek out conversation, that person doesn't care about them. I have found that a large part of my career has been resisting such stereotypes and forging my own path when it comes to these ways of the workplace. Although I was born and raised in Taiwan, I have worked several competitive jobs, both in the professional sports industry and for a state government in the U.S. Currently, I work as the Asia-Pacific Network Manager for an international organization, managing teams from more than 20 countries. I have spent a long time learning that, aside from the introvert-extrovert dichotomy, there's also a cultural aspect to everything. One hat fits all doesn't work. I've managed absolutely brilliant people whose abilities have all been underestimated simply because they don't like to flamboyantly market themselves. I've met many Asian Americans and Asian parents who worry about themselves or their kids not being able to compete with others in the job market or workplace because they fear being seen as kind of quiet. Earlier in my career, I was constantly made uncomfortable by similar thoughts. But even after reading several books on introversion, it didn't help much. I was still unable to find a method for coolly speaking up in a meeting, for talking confidently when I was up on stage, or for elegantly building.